The DHS secretary says they have a plan. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. But Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas found himself on the defensive in two congressional hearings on Wednesday.
As the Biden administration's plan to say goodbye to the Trump-era Title 42 policy inches closer to its May 23rd end date.
We will not lose operational control of the border.
Despite some Border Patrol agents calling for the policy, which allows them to expel migrants due to the COVID-19 pandemic, to remain in place, the Department of Homeland Security's newly released six-point plan will now push more resources to the southern border. But even Mayorkas was forced to admit that ending Title 42 could prompt an even greater surge at the border, creating a massive strain.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington. President Biden plans to speak Thursday about continuing U.S. support for Ukraine. He is also making plans to talk about threats from China and North Korea in a trip he's planning next month to Japan and South Korea. It would be his first visit to the Far East since becoming president. A member of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus says the president has told the group he is planning to forgive more student loan debts and extend the moratorium on student loan payments. Prosecutors in Wisconsin revealing the suspect arrested for the murder of 10-year-old Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls on Sunday is a 14-year-old boy. District Attorney Wade Newell says the boy told police the details of the crime.
Punched the victim in the stomach, knocked her to the ground, essentially strangled her, hit her with a stick before strangling her to the point of death before he then sexually assaulted her.
The boy is in juvenile detention, charged with intentional homicide. His bond is set at $1 million. Under Wisconsin state law, he'll be tried in adult court. Conviction would mean a life prison sentence. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
In addition to laying waste to several Ukrainian cities, a new report says Russia has been waging cyber war there as well.
Microsoft says hackers backed by Russia have been able to create a chaotic information environment inside Ukraine. The company, referring to relentless and destructive Russian cyber attacks, half of which they say were against critical infrastructure and often came at the same time as physical attacks. And they say since just before the invasion, they've seen at least six separate Russia-aligned actors launch more than 237 operations against Ukraine, including attacks that are ongoing and threaten civilian welfare. Till NATO, Fox News.
White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says the U.S. is out of the pandemic phase when it comes to new coronavirus infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. But it appears to be making a transition to COVID-19 becoming an endemic disease occurring regularly in certain areas. Dr. Fauci saying the coronavirus remains a pandemic, though, for much of the world. As expected, former President Trump's legal team is appealing a contempt of court finding against him.
The former president's attorney, Alina Haba, filed the appeal in New York State Court. A judge earlier this week ruled in favor of New York Attorney General Letitia James, who asked for contempt and a $10,000 per day fine against the former president for not submitting documents to the court by March 31st. The Trump legal team has insisted that any papers they had were already turned over. In a statement, James said the reaction was expected. "We've seen this playbook before," she commented, adding it will not stop their probe into the Trump Organization. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Journal of Nature reports more than one in five species of reptiles worldwide are now threatened with extinction. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.